Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
C'è Mr. Gasperini a vostra disposizione per una domanda a testa, preceduta come sempre da nome, cognome e testata. Andiamo per alzate di mano, iniziamo da qui.
Buonasera mister.
Buonasera.
Complimenti di nuovo, visto che l'opera è stata completata. Le chiedo, facendo anche una battuta, se è la sconfitta più bella della sua carriera, anche considerando poi quello che si è visto in campo effettivamente. Grazie.
Beh, direi di sì. Quella di Dortmund non era male, però questa... Sì, probabilmente quella più accettata, no? È chiaro che abbiamo fatto... Cioè il risultato dell'andata ha indubbiamente condizionato un po' la gara. E quel rigore dopo pochi minuti poteva complicarla ancora di più, e invece proprio su quello abbiamo costruito poi questa fantastica qualificazione con una prova incredibile di compattezza, di squadra, di spogliatoio, di unità, di intenti, e sono veramente orgoglioso e felice per questi ragazzi, perché quando una squadra si comporta in questo modo vuol dire che c'è un bel lavoro e che loro sono dei, prima che dei ottimi calciatori, sono delle persone veramente molto molto fidate.
Thank you first and foremost. How are you able to convince the skeptics that this win is already tantamount to a trophy? No, I won't even try to. These have been two precious medals. They're not necessarily trophies or pieces of silverwares, but these are a number of medals, and now Atalanta has a host of medals, and maybe these are worth more than trophies. We hope that we can add a piece of silverware, but there aren't too many cups to win that you can actually win either. But over the course of Atalanta history, when you're able to secure results such as these, besides what our habits were, When you have a team that shows this togetherness, that shows this moral fibre, we really hope that silverware will be on the way, but these are nonetheless huge victories. Congratulations. Now it's official. There will be a fifth Italian team in the Champions League, thanks to you knocking out Liverpool. You have also given yourself another route into Europe's top table. Everything's positive tonight, not only here in Bergamo. Everyone was cheering on Atalanta tonight. Oh, we're delighted about that, because we're also directly involved in the race for Champions League football, but we've contributed to improving Italy's and Serie A's coefficient ranking. When we started on this European campaign 7 years ago, there were a few more doubts about us, and we even felt the burden of trying to contribute to play our part. But I have to say, over the years, we have really contributed heavily. And the fact that tonight Italy has an extra side in the Champions League, or perhaps an additional European side in general, that's another source of pride. From the stands and from the crowd watching Atalanta all over Italy, it feels like it was very easy for Atalanta. You had your heads held high. Any other team might have panicked after conceding a penalty after 5 minutes and allowed the team to come back. But how did you prepare this game?
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
It really is an extraordinary trophy, what we saw during half time, because we set out to try and press them very aggressively to try and stop them from playing, but right from their goalkeeper onwards, and that even allowed us to be exposed to their wonderful technique and pace in the side. But we also knew that there are a number of different ways to stop an opposition team playing their best football. There are a number of ways of defending. We opted for that approach, which could have also left us with a few disadvantages and a few difficulties, and there are a few hairy moments. But at half time, when I actually said to them to drop off a bit deeper, there were some people that actually said, absolutely not. No, we're going to press them high. We're going to go and get them. But that's what Atalanta's all about. And that was incredible to hear. That really is the triumph of my work. I've now got players who have this mentality, and that's absolutely wonderful. And they did that against Liverpool. They took that approach against Liverpool. They did it here at home, having conceded an early goal. They did it at Liverpool, at Anfield, in their place. And the best compliment that we received was the fact that in the first leg at Liverpool, we didn't actually try and time waste for a single minute. There was no simulation. We weren't trying to hoodwink the referee or the opposition, which scenes, unfortunately, we see, which are all too commonplace. And we actually wanted to do this. We wanted to play to the laws of the game, to the values of sport, against the top side. But we wanted to make the most of our footballing weapons. And I think that's the best compliment that we've received. Good evening. First and foremost, congratulations from my side as well. There's a 50% chance that an Italian side will once again win the Europa League 25 years on. Let's hope so. Yeah, 25 years is a long while. What sort of sign is that? And I'd like to inform you that Marseille against Benfica is currently going to penalties. You might go back to Lisbon for a third time. I don't know. Let's see. We're not cheering on either of the two teams. But the fact that this is a competition which no Italian team has won for 25 years shows you the ilk of this competition. It's maybe not the Champions League, it's a step down from that. But the fact that we have several teams, more than one team in the semi-finals, shows the dimensions of the Italian league. Unfortunately, not in the Champions League this season, but it does show that Serie A still has its part to play, and we are very proud to be a part of the Italian game. So we're even more happy about that. Final question. Good evening. What did you make of the draw when Liverpool first came out the hat? Did you say to the lads, we can do it? No, you asked me when we knocked out Sporting. You asked me who I would have wanted, given no one wanted to draw Liverpool. I said, we'll take Liverpool, but I was only joking. And yet, the next day, we actually drew Liverpool for real. But we were certainly the big outsiders in this tie, and yet we've produced these two legs, which in Atalanta history will always remain. If you don't win without danger, there's no glory in your triumph, as goes the old adage. So we did a good job. Thank you very much on behalf of Bergamo for this wonderful evening that you gave us. No, we also need to be similarly grateful to what we saw at the stadium tonight, that constant encouragement. We were able to convey what that character, the enthusiasm, the way that this city lives and breathes this team. And we harnessed all of those values. Technically, we could have done a bit better, but we will do so in due course. But all of Atalanta's values were out there tonight on the pitch, and the crowd can really buy in. They identify with this team and they're pleased. They always ask for the shirt to be soaked in sweat, and that's one thing that we can never allow us to do without. And we're delighted for how joyful what they were, for the chanting and singing. It's a wonderful evening. We will celebrate tonight, and as of tomorrow, then we have to focus on Serie A, and we need to at least finish fifth in the table. And then next Wednesday, we've got a great game in the Coppa Italia. And that's an opportunity. We have a first leg deficit, but we still have the chance to make it into the final, and we'll certainly try and compete as best we can. And then we'll see who wins this penalty shootout between Marseille and Benfica, and we'll keep going. But it's an incredible season. Thank you very much, everyone. Good evening.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.